Newsroom, Kenny speaking.
Kenny, Tom Tarpey here.
Mr. Mayor, how are you today, sir?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right, I'm all right. I just because you look like him, I'm about to call you dad, so no,
okay.
No, you look a lot like him, so, and the same kind of calm sound that you guys both have, so, okay,
oh,
let me just,
that's good.
Yeah, definitely, okay, yeah, okay, so we're working now. Just to let you know, Mr. Mayor, tape is rolling, so we'll check in. For the record, can I get your name and your title, please?
Name is Tom Tarpey, and the title is Mayor of Peace River.
All right, here we go, in 3, 2, 1. All right, join on the line right now on Trending 55 with Peace River Mayor Tom Tarpey. And first off, Mr. Mayor, obviously, I guess I really want to see is that you've been around a couple of years, and I'm wondering, have you ever seen anything like this pandemic we're dealing with, COVID, right now in your lifetime?
No, not in my lifetime. I know that we were concerned in 2009 with the H1N1, which never materialized, but we did put together a pandemic action plan, and we've dusted that off, and we're putting that into place right now. So.
Okay, and obviously, needless to say, I know that like some people have wondered why the town office is closed. And one thing I guess I wanted to emphasize is that even though the physical location is closed, people I still aren't understanding that are at town hall ready to help for business permits or any inquiries that anybody might have, right?
That's right. So if they call 624-2574, they can make an appointment and we'll get business done.
Okay, great. And also, I guess looking about it too, the budget still managed to get through on Monday night at the council meeting. And I know I've had a chat with various mayors, specifically in the Haliburton, Ontario area where I've been dealing with. And I think they're saying kind of like the similar thing that thanks to provincial cuts, their budgets were affected. And based on looking about this, as you kind of mentioned, the tax increase or suggested tax increase, I should say, would have been minimal had there been some assistance, I understand.
Yes, so the government is, so what the provincial government does is they give a grant in lieu for all the properties that they own and operate in the town. Well, they're relying on the fact that the Crown can do no wrong, and they're cutting back on their fair share of property taxes, so to speak. So we're having to cover that off, so we put together a budget, and this budget does look off into the future a bit, where we get out of the COVID crisis, and we want to put people back to work. So there's a number of capital projects in there that we want to do, because a lot of those capital projects are done by local people, and that gets money into the local economy. Now we haven't, while we passed the budget, and that's so we have a plan, we haven't passed the tax rate bylaw yet. And before we do that, we are asking, our administrative staff to come back to see what we can do to minimize the impact of any of property taxes on our community, particularly in light of what the provincial and federal financial support structures are going to be put in place.
Okay, and obviously I know it was a common theme in there, and I saw it in the budget. Reservoir 365 came up quite a bit, and needless to say, I guess for the residents of Peace Rivers, they know that. How crucial is that project and completing it?
Well, that's an important project. So the security of the water supply depends on that. That is a reservoir that was built in the late 1950, around, I don't know whether it's 56 or 59, but it was built with wooden staves. And that's starting to deteriorate, and we need to put in a modern reservoir structure there to protect the water supply.
All right, and I guess the final question we have here, though, is I'm also looking at something else, and I think as well, like for water utility payments as well as like that, what kind of like measures are the towns making on that end, so I guess people maybe can keep whatever money they need, because obviously I guess they need to do hang on to it, but I also understand that like water payments or things like or other utility payments be deferred as well for this, or is that on the table?
Yeah, that's certainly on the table. We certainly want people to pay their water utility bills on time, but right now we have put in a waiver, a 30-day waiver at this particular time. It's important to pay those water utilities because that helps us finance the water and sewer lines that are out there that are critical to human health.
All right, I guess since you are here, and you know what, during this time, obviously people need to hear from trusted voices, political leaders, and obviously you being one of them, what would it be like if you had like one underlying message of social distancing or being safe during this pandemic to share with the residents of Peace River? What would that be?
Well, I've been very impressed with what the town of Peace River has been doing. I think not only will we flatten the curve, but I like to think that we're going to plank the curve. Certainly, with the mass gatherings have stopped, partly because we've put in restrictions on our recreational centers and also our arts and cultural centers. And we're certainly trying to, as the town, lead by example and have people work from home and just close access to the necessary items. Probably what needs to be emphasized is the physical distancing, 6 feet between people. We're not always adhering to that as a community, and I think part of that is the learning curve. So 6 feet is basically the length of your bed, or the width of a mid-size sedan. So if people can do that, I think we're well on our way to planking the curve.
All right, awesome, Mr. Mayor. That's everything I have, unless there's something else you'd like to add that I may have forgotten.
Well, one of the things that one of the questions that often comes up is why haven't we declared a state of local emergency? And there are about over 300 municipalities in Alberta, and 50 of them have declared a state of local emergency. We've asked our administration if they need the powers under a state of local emergency. They said no, not yet. And we've even asked the province, is there an advantage to having a state of local emergency to deal with COVID? And they've said, well, do you want to restrict travel? And we said, no. Do you need powers to distribute essential supplies? And we've said no because I think our grocery stores and other important essential stores are like the pharmacies and the hardware stores they've got enough supplies on hand. Granted, some of the shelves are getting a little bare, but they are limiting supplies. And the town, the province has asked us, do you need to evacuate people and animals? We said no. Do you need to enter places without a warrant? And we said no. And they said, you don't need a state of local emergency at this time. So on their advice, we felt that we didn't need it, and certainly following up with them, we just confirms that. So,
okay, that's great. Well, Mr. Mayor, we always thank you for taking the time.
Okay, take care. Bye
This
bye.
is Mayor Tom Tarpey with the Town of Peace River, and this is Trending 55. And I also wanted to mention to you, now that I'm not recording anymore, yeah, from a former mayor out in Haliburton, boy, did you get you guys got a lot of praise, because I was explaining to him, I'm like, well, basically what they did there is they basically shut down the town. The mayor agreed that everyone gets paid for 10 days, but like there's no services, no one's working from home, no one's doing anything. And then I explained, well, this is what's happening in Peace River. And then Murray's comment to that was, is that maybe your mayor can come here and straighten out our town for a bit.
Well, I think they're in a little more difficult situation. They've got a lot more COVID
That's
cases,
true. That's true.
and hopefully we can hold the line here.
Yeah, no, so far, according to the interactive map, zero cases in the Peace River community. Fingers crossed it stays that way.
Yeah, although there was some stuff on Facebook that was kind of irritating.
It
But
that
anyway.
yeah, that's well, we see that sometimes every so often. It comes with the territory.
Okay.
All right, Tom.
Take
Always
care.
appreciate the time, sir.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Talk soon. Bye-bye.